ஜனவல்லபாரி கோபி ஜனவல்லபாரி யசோதானந்தன ப்ரஜ ஜனரங்கன யசோதானந்தன ப்ரஜ ஜனரங்கன யமுனா தீராவனசாரி தீராவனசாரி जय श्री गौर निताय की, श्रीनिवास बालाजी की, श्री प्रभुपाद की, समवेत भक्त वृंद की, निरंतराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय गौर। तोमज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्कुशे नमः। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। या रीडिंग फ्रॉम द फोर्थ कैंटो 28th चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 4। तपोपभुज्यमानां वै यवना सर्वतो दिशं द्वारभिः प्रविश्य सुभृशं प्रार्दयन् सकलां पुरीं तपोपभुज्यमानां वै यवना सर्वतो दिशं द्वारभिः प्रविश्य सुभृशं प्रार्दयन् सकलां पुरीं। तयोपभोज्यमानां वै यवना सर्वतो दिशं Mata diz. By Kalakanya, Vabujyamana, being taken possession of. Why? Certainly, Yavanaha, the Yavanas, Sarvata Disham, from all sides, Dwarbihi, through the gates, Pravishya, having entered, Subhrisham, greatly, Prardayan, giving trouble, Sakalam, all over Purim, the city. When Kalakanya, the daughter of time, attacked the body, the dangerous soldiers of the king of the Yavanas entered the city through different gates. They then began to give severe trouble to all the citizens. So the activity of the Chandavega and the Yavanaraj and the Kalakanya is coming to a climax now, in the body of Puranjana. He is approaching death. So it's becoming more and more severe. And here Prabhupada explains this severity of situation at the time of, you know, extreme old age and when someone is close to death. The body has, and purported by His Divine Grace, is Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Shri Prabhupada ki. The body has 9 gates, the 2 eyes, 2 nostrils, 2 ears, mouth, rectum and genitals. When one is harassed by the invalidity of old age, various diseases manifest at the gates of the body. For example, the eyes become so dim that one requires spectacles, and the ears become too weak to hear directly, and therefore one requires hearing aids. The nostrils are blocked by mucus, and one has to always sniff a medicinal bottle containing ammonia. Prabhupada knows these details. He had a pharmaceuticals. Isn't it? Similarly, the mouth too weak to chew requires false teeth. The rectum also gives one trouble. And the evacuation process becomes difficult. Sometimes one has to take enemas and sometimes use a surgical nozzle to accelerate the passing of urine. In this way, the city of Puranjana was attacked at various gates by the soldiers. Thus, in old age, all the gates of the body are blocked by so many diseases, and one has to take help from so many medicines and surgical appliances. So this chapter of, what is this chapter? Puranjana becomes a woman in the next life. This is going to teach us to become humble as we get older, this chapter. Ravindra Swara Prabhu in one article wrote that old age is a great gift to the conditioned soul. He said old age is a gift. Why he called it a gift? He said that when we are young, there is a youthful pride in our eyes, in our walking, in our majesty, in our talking, and in our activities. Just a couple of days ago, I saw in the train one young boy. Now he climbed up to the berth without climbing through the steps. There are steps given. There are old ladies sometimes, they struggle hard to climb up. You have seen that? They don't know where to keep the foot, here and there, and they're struggling. The old boy from here to here, he just jumped up like a monkey. And then he lied down on the top. So in youth, we can make a display of our power. You know, how powerful our body is. Like when we were in our college days, while driving cycle, we used to leave both the hands. And of course, many people would admire, hey, look at this fellow, how he's driving. And old people would be fearful, hey, see the cycle, how it is coming, without holding the handle. Because when we are young, there is a desire to show our prowess, show off how youthful we are, how powerful we are, how mighty we are, and how we don't need anybody's help. We stand on our own leg. But when we get old, even to climb up the steps and come, somebody has to give you a hand, isn't it? They catch two people on either side, catch your hand to help you climb up the steps. So our dependence on others increases when we get older. But a young boy doesn't like to feel dependent on anybody. I can walk myself, I can climb myself, I can do things which others may admire. So, therefore, this verse talks about how such pride is crushed as one gets old. And that is very, very helpful for us. Why? Because the material nature is so created, as it is explained in this verse, when the Chandavega is the Kala, time. When he attacks Puranjana's body, along with Chandavega, the Kalakanya is the old age personified. She embraces the person, naturally turning his body to old body. The jet black hair becomes white. The clean face like a Barbie doll, that becomes filled with wrinkles. You know, the tooth are missing. Initially one tooth are missing, eventually everything is missing. Tooth are missing. Similarly, the time makes young people old and sends old people to graveyard. That is the Chandavega. And the Chandavega is assisted by Kalakanya to render the Jiva's body old. Because old age facilitates Chandavega to very quickly send a fellow to graveyard, finish off. And Javanaraj is the disease creator in the body. He is another assistant to Chandavega. Because here Prabhupada explains, there is one disease called uremia. Uremia means urine doesn't come out from the urinal hole. But the urine is there in the bladder. So you feel like passing urine, you go to the bathroom, nothing comes out. Then you come back to lie down, again you feel. You feel like going. But if you go, nothing comes out. So then there is they use artificial ways to get the urine out from the bladder. Sometimes the urine passing hole is blocked, some operation has to be done. Sometimes they put catheter, they call it. Catheter has to be put to remove the urine. It's horrible it is. Similarly, sometimes the stool doesn't pass. There is a problem. Whatever you eat stays in the belly for days and weeks together, causing more germs and diseases in the body. It doesn't come out very easily. But the problem is what? If a person's eating is very simple in very old age, say he drinks only fruit juices. There was one Maharaj who came here to Pune. His name is Dhanavir Maharaj. So I met him in the room. So I saw he was only eating Ekadashi Prasad for 2-3 days. So then I asked, Maharaj, you don't eat normal Prasad? He said, no, Prabhupada said to us, those are Western disciples coming from West India. Prabhupada told us that if Indian food is difficult for you to digest because it is very spicy, very hot, it's becoming difficult for you. ఆఫ్టర్ యూ క్రాస్ 50, మేక్ ఇట్ ఎవ్రీడే ఏకాదశి డే. ఎవ్రీడే ఈట్ ఓన్లీ ఏకాదశి. అండ్ దెన్ హీ ఇమ్మీడియట్లీ ఓపెన్ ఫోలియో అండ్ షోడ్, ఇట్ ఇస్ దర్ ఇన్ ఫోలియో. ఈ షోడ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద కన్వర్సేషన్స్ విత్ ప్రభుపాద్. ఈ షోడ్ అండ్ ప్రభుపాద్ సేస్, సో ఐఎమ్ టేకింగ్ ఓన్లీ ఏకాదశి డే, ఏకాదశి ప్రసాద్ ఎవ్రీడే మార్నింగ్ అండ్ ఈవినింగ్. సో అండ్ ఈ సెట్ దర్స్ అ బిగ్ అడ్వాంటేజ్, ఈ సెట్ ఐ డోంట్ హావ్ టు వరీ అబౌట్ మోషన్, ఈ సెట్, బికాస్ ఇట్ వెరీ ఈజీలీ గోస్ అవుట్ అండ్ ఐ కెన్ డూ మై వర్క్ పీస్ఫుల్లీ. బట్ దోస్ ఆర్ అటాచ్ టు ప్రసాద్, ఆపులెంట్ ప్రసాద్, దే విల్ హ్యావ్ అ టఫ్ టైమ్. దార్ ఫోర్ వెన్ వీఆర్ యంగ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ బెటర్ ఫర్ అస్ టు గ్రాడ్యువలీ మేక్ ద ఈటింగ్ ప్రోగ్రామ్ సింపుల్, సో దట్ బై ద టైమ్ యూ రీచ్ టు 40, 50, 60, అటాచ్మెంట్ ఈస్ నాట్ దేర్, దెన్ యూల్ ఈట్ వెరీ సింపుల్ ఆర్ డ్రింక్ సమ్ జ్యూసెస్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అండ్ దెన్ గో ఆన్ విత్ యువర్ సర్వీస్. బట్ వన్ హ్యాస్ ఈటన్ వెరీ ఫైన్ ఫుడ్స్ 20, 30, 40, అండ్ వన్ ఇస్ అనేబుల్ టు గివ్ ఇట్ అప్. ఈవెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ బికమింగ్ 60, వన్ ఈస్ ఆస్కింగ్ ప్లీజ్ బ్రింగ్ మీ ఐస్ క్రీమ్, ప్లీజ్ బ్రింగ్ మీ యునో పిజ్జా, బ్రింగ్ మీ దిస్ యునో పేస్ట్రీస్, అండ్ అఫ్ కోర్స్ టంగ్ ఇస్ డిమాండింగ్ నైస్ ఐటమ్స్. యూ పుట్ దమ్ ఇన్ ద టంగ్, దెన్ బెల్లీ ఈస్ హ్యావింగ్ అ ట్రబుల్ బికాస్ ద మెషిన్ హెస్ బికమ్ ఓల్డ్, ఇట్ కెనాట్ డైజెస్ట్, ఇట్ కెనాట్ త్రో అవుట్. దెన్ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు టేక్ మెడిసిన్స్. పీపుల్ ఈట్ సమ్ టైమ్స్ యూ ఆర్ బ్యాగ్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ మెడిసిన్స్ ఎవ్రీడే, పీపుల్ టేక్ లైక్ యాస్ ఆఫ్ ఈటింగ్ ప్రసాద్, సో మచ్ మెడిసిన్ దే ఇట్. వై టు గెట్ ఇట్ అవుట్? ఇట్స్ నాట్ వెరీ ఈజీ. జస్ట్ లైక్ గెటింగ్ యూరిన్ అవుట్ ఇస్ డిఫికల్ట్, సిమిలర్ గెటింగ్ స్టూల్ అవుట్ ఇస్ డిఫికల్ట్, వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్. సిమిలర్లీ ఈ సెయింగ్ ఇయర్స్ ఆర్ హార్డ్ ఆఫ్ హియరింగ్, వన్ హ్యాస్ టు పుట్ అ హియరింగ్ డివైస్ టు హియర్ అదర్స్. సిమిలర్లీ ద ఐస్, ఆల్ ద 9 హోల్స్ గివ్ అండ్ ట్రబుల్ టు ద ఓల్డ్ మ్యాన్. జనరలీ ద కండిషన్ సోల్, వాట్ ఈస్ హిస్ థాట్ ప్రాసెస్ ఇన్ సచ్ సిచ్యువేషన్స్? వెన్ హీ ఈస్ యంగ్, హెల్త్ అండ్ హెల్దీ, హీ వాంట్ టు ఎంజాయ్ లైఫ్ టు ద ఫుల్లెస్ట్ ఎక్స్టెంట్ పాసిబుల్ విత్ ఆల్ ద సెన్సెస్. అండ్ వెన్ హీ బికమ్స్ 70, 80 అండ్ ద బాడీ స్టార్ట్ గివింగ్ ట్రబుల్, ఇమీడియట్లీ విల్ టెల్ హిస్ రిలేటివ్స్, యూనో, ప్లీజ్ టెల్ గాడ్ టు టేక్ మీ బ్యాక్ క్విక్లీ, ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ టు బి దేర్. హీ సేస్, వై హీ సేస్, బికాస్ హీ డజంట్ వాంట్ ట్రబుల్. హీ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ దట్ ఐ కెనాట్ ఎంజాయ్ ఇన్ దిస్ బాడీ, వాట్ ఇస్ ద యూస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ బాడీ, దట్ ఈస్ హిస్ లాజిక్. సో దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో అనదర్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఎంజాయింగ్ ప్రొపెన్సిటీ. వై టు గివ్ అప్ ద బాడీ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ఎంజాయింగ్ మెంటాలిటీ. వై? బికాస్ యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ హీ కుడ్ ఎంజాయ్, హీ ఎంజాయ్ టు ద ఫుల్లెస్ట్ ఎక్స్టెంట్. అండ్ వెన్ హీ కుడెంట్ ఎంజాయ్, హీ సెడ్ నౌ టేక్ ఇట్ అవే, గివ్ మీ అనదర్ వన్ విచ్ ఐ కెన్ ఎంజాయ్, గివ్ మీ, బికాస్ తథా దేహాంతర ప్రాప్తి. సో యూ గెట్ దేహాంతర వెన్ వన్ వన్ బాడీ హెస్ బికమ్ వర్న్ అవుట్, యూ గివ్ మీ అనదర్ వన్ విచ్ ఐ కెన్ ఎంజాయ్, ఈజ్ ఆస్కింగ్. సో దట్ వాంటింగ్ టు గెట్ రీడ్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో వన్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ భోగవృత్తి. యాక్చువల్లీ యూ విల్ సీ నారద బాయ్ వెన్ హీ వాస్ fully realized after getting darshan of Vishnu, he started roaming to all the holy places. He went to Rishikesh, Haridwar, various places. He would take holy dip in rivers, I mean waters, and visit the holy places. So there is one verse which says that the state of his consciousness, it says nama anyanantasya hatatra papatan guhyani bhadrani kritani chasmaran గాం పర్యటన్ తృష్టమనాగత స్పృహ కాలం ప్రతీక్షన్ విమదో విమత్సర. సో దిస్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వర్స్ ఇస్ హీ సేస్ దట్ హీ వాస్ డూయింగ్ నామాని అనంతస్య, అనంత మీన్స్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్ హూ హాస్ అన్లిమిటెడ్ క్వాలిటీస్ అండ్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్. నామాని అనంతస్య హతత్రప పఠన్ మీన్స్ హీ గేవ్ అప్ ఆల్ హిస్ మెటీరియల్ డెసిగ్నేషన్స్. He did not remember the worldly positions like the posts or positions or the money accumulated or the lands possessed or anything that he acquired in this world, he could get rid of it. Nobody even knew who this person was, nor did he pay much attention to his own accolades and achievements and you know the glories that he received. So this is one qualification of a person as one is getting older, approaching death, how one should receive the Supreme Lord in one's life. Like sometimes you go, one old man I met, he was almost 80 to 84 or 85. So I was sitting outside in the sofa, so he called me inside, so I went. So when I went in, I saw where he was sitting, there was a small bureau kind of thing behind and lot of things that he has received, you know, different cups he received. Different the medallions, different type of certificate type of things. He brought along 30-40 of them. And he started describing each one of them, which one he received where. I said, "Sir, I would love to hear you more, only I don't have time, I have to go now." I told him. So people not only receive such, in certain medallions he must have received simply because he went for a meeting, they give him. You know that? Any of you received like that? Anything? Correct, no? You simply go to some school or college, they give you, and you keep that also as if you have received some big achievement or something. This is simply to increase one's false ego. These are all displays of one's Vishwarupa false ego. One's false ego. So the more he remembers all those achievements, the more he is going to become attached to them. And consider himself very great. Is it not true? But here Narada Bhai, Hatatrapapathan, he said. He gave up his material designations, he says. And then he says, Guhyani Bhadrani. Guhyani means the confidential pastimes of the Lord, which means Vrindavan pastimes. Bhadrani means very auspicious. Like the gopis said, Shravana Mangalam. That is Bhadrani. Guhyani Bhadrani, Kritani means activities of Krishna, pastimes. Chasmaran, he was remembering them. Just like Prahlad, when he was a small boy, I mean small child, he would be seen to be smiling sometimes and crying sometimes. Why he smiled? When he saw the Lord's pastimes in his mind, where Lord Krishna's naughty behavior of stealing butter, then you laugh. And when you see Krishna going far away from you, then you cry. So he exhibited this type of moods, Prahlad exhibited as a small baby also. So this boy, Narada boy also, it is said, Guhyani, Bhadrani, Kritani, Chasmaran. So his mind became one with remembrance of Lord's pastimes. And Gam Pariyatan, he says. So he went on a mission of moving from one place to another. Why? Naturally, he must have glorified the Lord's pastimes. Then you go from place to place. Whatever you heard, whatever you relish, then you glorify. Gam Pariyatan. And then comes four very important qualities, he is saying. Tushtamana. He was completely having a satisfied mind. Gam Pariyatan Tushtamana. Gatas Prahaha. He abandoned all his material desires. Gam Pariyatan Tushtamana. Gatas Prahaha. Kalam Pratikshan, it says. He was waiting for the death to arrive. This is the point which I wanted to say. Kalam Pratikshan means he didn't tell the Lord, "Now my body is not functioning well, it's giving some trouble, please immediately send death so that I can get relief from this suffering." He didn't pray like that. Nor did he tell the Lord, "Can you please prolong my life?" Just like that one Calcutta businessman lying in his bed told the doctor, "Doctor, can you prolong my life by 4 more years? You know, I have to hand over my business to my sons," Prabhupada says. In this way, Narada boy did not pray for extending the life. So this is the ideal platform. One shouldn't desire to extend the life. One shouldn't desire to quit the body. Some people suffer in the body so much they commit suicide also. There are some old fellows who tell their children to give me euthanasia. Euthanasia means called mercy killing. Mercy killing means what? When somebody becomes sometimes 87, 90, 92 years old, body is giving an empty amount of trouble. They want to get rid of body, they are unable to. So sometimes the dependents may feel that this fellow is going on and on. So give him an injection and finish him. And they call it mercy. So in this way, they may say that, "Oh, this old fellow is suffering. Let him just quit the body and not suffer anymore." Actually, they are not thinking he is suffering. Actually, they think this old fellow is passing stool and urine, staying here. You know, let us get rid of him so that house will be clean. They think like that. Actually, when a person becomes very old, the people eventually may start feeling burden. When a person cannot do anything, the body starts falling apart. Actually, in this world, many people may tell you that we love you very much. You tell them, "Oh, really? You love me very much? I'm going to die, you know, come with me." Nobody will come with you. Anybody will come with you? If they say, "I'm going to die now, you also come with me," who will come? It is only an empty talk. The real love is only the love of Lord Vasudeva, Lord Krishna. Actually, why he is the real lover? He goes with the soul after the soul leaves the body. He goes to the next body. Even if you occupy the body of a worm in the stool, he comes with us. He never leaves us. birth after birth after birth after birth, millions of lifetimes. Not only that, he is ready to give knowledge and remembrance to send us back to Godhead. Any intelligent person will fall in love with the Lord, understanding he is my only true companion. Otherwise, nobody is interested in us in this world. It's a fact actually. It's a very painful fact. People can be interested to some degree. Like you find in the Bhagavatam, when there was one king, Suyajna, when he died in the battle, his lips were like that, the teeth were biting the lips, because he lifted a weapon like that to attack. But before he attacked that fellow killed him. So when he lied on the ground, either he was lying. So then all the queens surrounded and they were weeping that this fellow has left the body and everything. So the queens, what they were weeping, they said, "Are you humko chodkar chale gaye, humko kaun dekhega?" They were saying, "You have left us and gone away. Now who will take care of us?" So the living entity is crying is mainly due to self-care. Who is going to worry about us now? Earlier you were taking care, you were giving us bread and butter, food, clothing, shelter. Now you have gone. Now who will provide us our needs? So then for whom are they crying now? For whom? For themselves only. That's a horrible truth about the material world. So, in this way, he says, kalam pratikshan means, one should await the death to come, but should one be looking at the door when will the death come? No. One should busily engaged in devotional service. Busily engage. Be engaged in devotional service and go on. Suddenly the time will come. In the Bhagavatam it is mentioned, different living entities are made to terminate their body in different ways, arranged by the Supreme Lord. You know, somebody gets old and leaves the body one day and goes away. Somebody gets disease. Somebody is bitten by serpent. Something happens. But the body will be terminated one day. It is the destiny of every material body. So one should know that death may come at any time. And then let one be focused on devotion service. And one doesn't desire to live longer in this body. In Ishopanishad it is said, one can desire to live 100 years or more. So when one can completely engage in Krishna consciousness 24/7, when our Vasugosh Prabhu came to Kunjibehari temple, we were having this festival of Kunjibehari's silver jubilee. So when I offered him garland and I bowed down, said, "Shatam Jeeva," one I was telling, he said, "Ayushman Bhava." He gives a blessing in Sanskrit, So he said, "May you live more than 100 years, because you are doing good work, you continue," he was telling. Of course, we shouldn't think I am doing great work, I should live longer. But we should be ready to quit any time Lord is calling us. But that verse which says, Shatam, Jeevam Shatam Samaha, it says. Kuruvanne Veha Karmani, Jiji Vishet Shatam Samaha, he's saying. So Jiji Vishet means one can aspire to live even for 100 years if one can do only Krishna consciousness. One can do that. Then the living is meaningful in this world. Otherwise, one shouldn't expect death to come immediately so that I cannot enjoy in this body. Okay, let me get rid of this situation. As long as I could enjoy, now let me get rid of this body. That is also enjoying mentality. And one shouldn't prolong the body, as some people put a ventilator in the nose and prolong the body. So, one should leave the body at a time when the body has to be left. One has to leave. So, here you find the Yavana Raj is actually a disease creator. Chandavega is the time personified. So, Chandavega is coming and Yavana Raj is producing diseases in the body. Kalakanya is aging the body, old age. And all the Gandharvas and Gandharvis are attacking the body. The Gandharvas are the day and Gandharvis are the night. So both Gandharvas and Gandharvis are attacking the body. And the snake, the five-hooded snake is Prana, Apana, Vyana, Udana, Samana. What is that? Prana. It is the Prana snake which counteracts all these fellows. When you are young, you will see, if you get some disease, you put some tablet, immediately you get well. Again you are jumping. Correct, no? Because this fellow This prana is very powerful in the body. He can attack and drive all these people away when you are very young. But after we cross 50, Prabhupada says, 5 more years the snake acts powerfully, little more powerfully. Goes up to 54, 55, he says. But after 55, the snake of prana becomes weak. Now he is not able to, you know, he is trying to attack, but he is weak now. So he is being overpowered by these fellows. So at that time you will see the new cells created in the body become lesser, the dying cells increase. That is called what? Old age. The dying cells increase and the new cells created are produced are less, and the prana also is not able to attack back, he becomes weak. And therefore, our diseases overpower us. Diseases overpower us, old age overpowers us, and things become very unfavorable for us. So, who will suffer the most in old age? Those who are sense gratifiers, as I told you. Because if somebody has a very opulent eating habit, they suffer, as I told you. The suffering is not because they are not getting opulent foods. The suffering is because they get opulent food, but they cannot eat. Or if they eat, they will be in trouble. And in the same manner, somebody who is attached to sex life, one is unable to give up sex life, but the instruments are not favorable for one to enjoy. One cannot enjoy in old age, beyond 50. So in this way, all the senses deny. One cannot see properly, one cannot hear properly. So this is a notice given to the jiva. Hey jiva, your body is finished now, wake up now. Now uttishtata, jagrata, prapyavara, nibodhata. Get up and fulfill the mission of human form of life. That is actually the notice given by this old age. You know, when something becomes useless, you throw it away and then you have to accept another one. Is it not true? Just like I had a towel which had become very oily. To dry wash that, they said 200 rupees or something. The towel only is 50 rupees. Is there any fool who will dry wash it for 200 rupees? I threw it away and I got another towel, 50 rupees. So the jiva thinks of the body like that only. He thinks, are you repairing this body becomes difficult, because you repair the lungs, liver gives problem. Repair the liver, you know, brain gives problem. Different parts of the body. Finally, suddenly doctor says, multiple organ failure. Everything is failing. Everything falling apart. My lung, jiva is trembling inside. My lord, all parts are failing in my body. What to do now? What to do now? Quit the body now. That's what one has to do. You heard this multiple organ failure? Everything is failing in the body. So, parabhavastava dabodha jato yavanna jignyasata atma tattvam. Bhagavatam says, parabhava means defeat. So, the jiva will inevitably face defeat with the material body. You can never expect that I will repair the material body and make it better and live for 100, 200, 500, 1000, 10,000, 1 lakh years. That's never going to happen. The material body is a defeated body. It is going to. Therefore, you will find, you see, Vidura's preaching, when Vidura was preaching to Dhritarashtra, some very important verses he says, Viduras tadabhi pretya dhritarashtramavashata rajannir gamyatam shigram pashyedam bhayamagatam. Quit immediately, my brother, he said, your time is up. You know, death will not wait for you. If you are too materialistic, you will suffer. He said, Prabhupada says here, cruel death cares for none, be he Dhritarashtra or even Maharaj Yudhishthir, he is saying. Therefore, spiritual instruction as was given to old Dhritarashtra was equally applicable to younger Maharaj Yudhishthir. As a matter of fact, everyone in the royal palace, including the king and his brothers and mother, was raptly attending the lectures. Because you know the story of that, wet cow dung and dry cow dung, isn't it? The wet cow dung was laughing at dry cow dung. The dry cow dung is put in the fire. And dry cow dung told him, you just wait for a few minutes, you will also follow me behind. Because you will become dry and they will put you also inside. And that is the situation of everybody's body. So he's saying, as a matter of fact, everyone in the royal palace, including king and his brothers and mother, was raptly attending the lectures. But it was known to Vidura that his instructions were especially meant for Dhritarashtra, who was too materialistic. Purposefully uses the word Rajan, he says, to show that actually he was blind from birth, he was disqualified for his rightful claim, and then he goes on. Another verse he says, Pratikriya anayasyeha कुतश्चित् कर्हिचित् प्रभो स एष भगवान् कालः सर्वेषां न समागतः. Prabhupada is saying in this purport, as soon as Dhritarashtra heard about this, that somebody is coming to attack, he would have called his army men. Hey, army men, be ready. Some fellows are coming to attack. But Udara is saying, you cannot use your army to attack this. Because time and tide, wait for none, he is saying. So that death cannot be checked by anyone, he is saying. Time devours everything, our life, money, relation, property, everything like that. And then another thing that we do generally, when the fear of death comes, we look to the relatives. Because relatives are our shelter, we may think that they will protect me. Therefore, what he is saying here, Pitru Bhratya Sukhrit Putra Hataste Vigatam Vayam Atma Cha Jaraya Grastaha Parageham Upasase. He is saying, are all your relatives are gone. Now you are also given warning now. So nobody is there. Your 100 sons are finished. Everybody is finished. You are alone now. Get up now. Walk out. Like that he is saying. Andapurai Vavadiro Mandapragyascha Sampratam Vishirinadanto Mandagnihi Saragaha Kafamudvahan. These are all symptoms of old age. He is telling, you are blind from your very birth. Recently you are hard of hearing. Memory is shortened. Intelligence is disturbed. Teeth are loose. Liver is defective. And you are coughing mucus. Like that he is telling. These are all symptoms which Prabhupada explains in this particular verse also, purport. So, in this way, he is explaining the dwindling body. See, Prabhupada says in this purport, with foolish ideas, the materialists actually, they are overtaken by temporary engagements and forget altogether that they must give up this temporary body and take a new one, again to arrange for another term of society, friendship, love and all that. They forget their permanent identity and become foolishly active for impermanent occupations, forgetting altogether their prime duty. Saints and sages like Vidura approach such foolish men to awaken them to the real situation. But they take such sadhus and saints as parasites of society. And almost all of them refuse to hear the words of such sadhus and saints, although they welcome show-bottle sadhus who can satisfy their senses. So, this type of reality nobody has spoken so boldly like Prabhupada speaks. Because generally nobody wants to hear these things, which is a reality. So therefore they invite show-bottle sadhus to give ashirvad and go back when their relatives come. So even after becoming extremely old, 80, 90 also people continue material programs, Prabhupada is saying here. Therefore Vidura chastised Dhritarashtra. Aho mahi yasi jantor jivitasha yatha bhavan bhimapa varjitam pindam adatte grihapalavat. He says that, Prabhupada says here, the translation, how powerful are the hopes of a living being to continue his life, which is called jivitasha, which means desire to live. Prabhupada says in the purport, a sadhu should never flatter kings or rich men to live comfortably at their cost. A sadhu is to speak to the householders about the naked truth of life, so they may come to their senses about the precarious life in material existence. Like that he says. So, basically Prabhupada is saying here that the fact of life is true for you, me and for all of us in this world. Unfortunately, in the modern times, by the advancement of science and technology and medical science, people are going for patch-up solutions which are like a painkiller type of situation. Painkiller actually makes you forget that there is a disease in the body. If, for example, somebody takes a painkiller for cancer and they don't feel pain, suddenly after 2 months he dies. That means he forgot that he has cancer, correct, no? On the other hand, if somebody attends to the pain, whenever I went to doctor for any pain, I would tell him I will not take the painkiller because otherwise how will I know I am suffering? Correct, no? You give the medicine to cure it. And I will check whether you are curing or not, because painkiller suppresses the pain and makes you think you are all right. So now painkiller is not only tablet. Air conditioned room is also a painkiller. A very comfortable home is also a painkiller. In this way, in the material achievements that our relatives and friends make, that is also a painkiller. Somebody says, like one man came to me and said, oh Swamiji, my son is in Cambridge and my daughter is in Oxford. You know. Then I told him, okay, that's very nice. I said. Then he said, you can understand. Now, whose children are they? You can understand. Whose children are they? They are my children. That means you can imagine what kind of intelligent person I must be. So these are also painkillers. Why painkillers? These things make a person forget the facts of life, which is harsh reality of old age, disease and death. And one is ejected out of his sense gratification program and driven to the graveyard, simply to be burnt to a pile of ashes. So that is a harsh reality which has to be spoken. Anybody who is intoxicated in material success in this world has to be told these truths very frankly. And which Vidura is speaking so frankly. Here, there is no speech here. There is a practical, manifestation of all these fellows attacking. Kala Yavana, Yavanaraj, and Kalakanya, Chandavega, everybody attacking the body. So, when our body is attacked like this, at that time the jiva cries. Because you will see, the Gurugura sound comes from the throat. The mucus comes out and you want to spit it out, but the prana is not strong enough to push it out. See, our intelligence is connected to the five senses, five jnanendriyas, and prana is connected to the five karmendriyas. So the push you get in the hands, legs, genitals, rectum and speech, that comes from, who gives the push? Prana gives the push. And similarly for the five senses, they are all connected to the mind. Shrotram, Chakshu, Sparshanam, Rasanam, Granam, connected to mind. And the mind is connected to intelligence. So the empowerment comes for the senses from the intelligence. So when you get older and older, prana becomes weak. So because the airs don't work in the body, the five airs, due to which you want to throw mucus out, that doesn't come out. Oh, it just stays here. How unfortunate, I mean, you feel. I have seen it with eyes when people are very old like this. So they feel very defeated. So Rupa Goswami in one place says that in very old age when your body is not cooperating, don't feel defeated and depressed and hopeless. It's not good. A devotee of Krishna should actually know that this is the plight of the material body. You can't do anything with the material body, no matter how much you repair it. Just like we had a sumo in the old the Kunjaberi temple. When we purchased it, it was so powerful. It'll go like a horse. Very fast. It had a high torque and it can climb hills and it can go well. 6-7 years we used it. Now I went in the sumo recently, old sumo I found. Gudu, 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 gudu. It's like old man sumo, old sumo. You have seen that? In the side also it moves, up and down also, everywhere it moves. You are so afraid sitting in the sumo, it appears four wheels will go in four directions. It looks like that. Looks like a bullock cart now. So our body also becomes like that. You get an idea now? So young boys, they may be very proud of their young body, but the body doesn't remain like that. So Rupa Goswami says, don't feel disgusted, don't feel disappointed by the material body. Instead he says, when you see the body falling apart, firmly hold on to Krishna's lotus feet by chanting the holy name, studying the scriptures, and you can become, you can transcend the old age. One verse I will show you how we can transcend the old age. There and the other. See, this is on Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kaviraj Goswami says, Ami vriddha jara tura likite kampaye karamane kichu smarana nahaya. I'll make it bigger for you.
ना देखिए नयने ना सुनिए श्रवणे तबुल की ये बड़ा विस्मय
saying, Kaviraj Goswami is saying, he was 92 years or so. Ami vriddha jaratura. He is saying that now I am attacked by old age. And likite kampayakara, when I am trying to write Chaitanya Charitamrita, my hands are trembling. Mane kichu smarana nahai. Now I want to remind the finest details of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, but because of my old age, there is a memory loss in old age. You are unable to remember everything. You know, young children sometimes remember so many things, even small kids. I saw one small kid, 2.5 years old, he is singing full Narsingharati. Amazing, no? In Hyderabad I saw that, I was surprised. And even the pronunciations are like baby talk. You have seen babies, Totla Boli we say, no? And the way he is speaking is like that. But he is singing whole Narsingharati. So when young children can memorize a lot, you will be amazed. They memorize the whole chapters of Gita. But when one becomes old, there is a memory loss. You are unable to remember. So he's saying, Manekich Smaranahai. He's saying, Anadeki and my eyes are hard of seeing. My eyes are becoming blurred. Nashuniya Shravane, I can't hear well. Thabuliki Yebada Vismai. Still I am writing Chaitanya Charitamrita. How? That means I am not writing. Lord is using my body to write. I am simply an instrument in his hands. So, Kaviraj Goswami is such a glorious personality. You see, he left his offender brother, who was offender of Nityanand Prabhu. He left home, which shows renunciation of Kaviraj Goswami. And after he went to Vrindavan, the order of Lord Nityananda, you find in the Madan Mohan temple, he glorifies Haridas Pandit. And he also glorifies Sanatan as one who gave him instructions, teachings. He is glorifying Haridas Pandit who ordered him to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he also takes a list of many Vaishnavas names and requests and also says that I don't have any qualification to write, but it's the order of the Vaishnavas that is impelling me to write, he says. Then he also is afraid to write because Vrindavan Das Thakur has already written the Chaitanya Bhagavata, which was called as Chaitanya Mangala at that time. So he is glorifying Vrindavan Das Thakur as Vyasa Deva, highly qualified. And then he is also saying that I take his permission and blessing to write. I am going to write only those portions which he has not written, certain later pastimes. Vrindavan Das Thakur focused on childhood pastimes. I want to focus on sannyas pastimes. So he is very careful about Maryada Vatikrama, avoiding Maryada Vatikrama, isn't it? Then he is also begging for the blessings of Chota Bada Vaishnava, all Vaishnavas, small and big, for him to get the ability to write the literature, which goes to show his respect for all Vaishnavas. So, Kaviraj Goswami, his age was old, but he was experiencing great ecstatic bliss of Krishna consciousness while writing. So, therefore, Bada Vismai, he says, I have now become too old and disturbed by invalidity. While I write, my hands tremble, I cannot remember anything, nor can I see or hear properly. Still I write, and this is a great wonder. ये अंत्यलीला सार सूत्र मध्य विस्तार करी किचु करी लो वर्णन इहा मध्य मरियावे वर्णिते न पारितवे ये लीला भक्त गण धन See, even before going to Antalila, now only he is giving a sara of Antalila, telling all the pastimes briefly. Just one shloka he is telling different pastimes, what all Mahaprabhu did. And he is saying, kari kichu karilu varnan. So he says, I am giving these things now, why? Iha madhya mariyabe, in case I die before completing it. Varnitana paritabe, at that time I won't be able to elaborate on these pastimes. So, yehi lila bhakta gana dhan. At least the brief information I am giving you now, this can be the wealth of the devotees. Otherwise, they will not get. Same thing Prabhupada said, you know, I may not be able to complete my Bhagavatam commentary in my old age. Therefore, let me give Krishna book, which will act as a solace for the devotees. Because Prabhupada went back to Godhead when he was writing 10th canto, 14th chapter. The Brahma Vimana Lila when he was concluding it. The 10th canto further, the Gopi's love for Krishna and the Pancharasa Adhyaya and all comes later. And also, 10th chapter has more than 10th canto has more than 90 chapters. So, if Krishna book were not there, it would be a big loss for the world. So, Prabhupada gave a summary of that. So, you know, we should take inspiration from those Vaishnavas like Srila Prabhupada or Kaviraj Goswami, or even Uddhava. Uddhava was very old when Vidura met him. Although his body was old, it is mentioned that his service attitude did not slacken. There is one more verse which talks about Mathura. In Mathura, let me check whether I can. Anyway, you will read that in 10th canon. Yeah, this is the one. She says about Mathura Vasis. Tatra pravayasopyasan yuvano ati balaujasah pivanto kshair mukundasya mukham bujasudham muhuhu. It is 10:45:19. Here it says even the most elderly inhabitants of the city appeared youthful. Where? In Mathura. Full of strength and vitality. Not only they appeared, it was not like a cotton candy. Not only they appeared young, they were actually strong also. And vitality. For which, for with their eyes, they constantly drank the elixir of Lord Mukunda's lotus face. So what is the reason for their youth? Because they were drinking the beauty of Krishna at every moment. Like sometimes you see somebody is carrying a leash, walking a dog. So there is some similarity between the dog's face and the fellow who is carrying the dog. Because by associating with the dog intimately for a long time, dog is also like this. He also looks like this. Similarly, you associate with beautiful Krishna who is youthful, then the Mathuravasis also became very beautiful. Like that he says. Similarly, there is also mention about Dwaraka. In Dwaraka, what is the assembly house? Sudharma, assembly house. Anybody who enters Sudharma assembly house will never get old, will never get disease. They remain youthful as long as they are inside. Only you should not come out. If you come out, your age may go. But in the assembly, you remain young and youthful. In the same manner, this is about Uddhava, this is another verse. Sa katam sevaya tasya kale najara samgataha prishto vartam prati bruyat bartupada vanusmaran. 3.2.3. Bhagavatam. See here. Uddhava thus served the Lord continually from childhood, and in his old age, that attitude of service never slackened. As soon as he was asked about the message of the Lord, he at once remembered all about him. So this is a homework for all the audience. 3-3 purport. So how many of you will read the purport? You can promise? Okay. So read the purport, you will get more amazing message on what we should do in our old age. It gives us a clue. As you get older, Prabhupada gives very encouraging information that material job makes you retire at 58 or 60. Whereas, when you are a Krishna conscious devotee, the older you get, the gold you become. So old is gold is only for those who are Krishna conscious devotees. And it is a fact. You can see those who are older, whether they be brahmacharis or grihasthas or maharajas, sannyasis, everywhere all over the world there is a great demand because people are looking for ripe wisdom. People are looking for those who are convinced in practice, and there are people who are practicing for 50 years in the movement, and they are like, I was in Hyderabad temple. His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj stayed there for 1 week. I was fortunate to hear almost every day all his lectures. Evening, one day he spoke on Gaur Nithai Milan. My Lord, in between, he was so ecstatic. He would raise the hand like this and wave the hand. Everybody would chant Hari Bol. So after that, one devotee, one man asked a question, standing behind. Maharaj,
Today's lecture was very ecstatic. Can you bless all the audience assembled here that we will all become seriously fixed up devotees and we will get the blessings of Gaur Nitai? And Maharaj waved the hand and said, "Oh Nityananda, please bless all these devotees with Krishna Prema," like that he said. So fortunately I also was one of the devotees there. So you can see the video. He directly prayed, addressed Lord Nityananda. So another day he spoke on Raghunath Das getting mercy of Lord Nityananda. That was one of the days he spoke. First day he spoke on Nimai's childhood pastimes. So the kind of, and daytime he met all the groups with the leaders and groups, practically almost 6 hours he met devotees during the day, and night he gave lecture for 2 hours every day. It was such an amazing association. Now, he is not only elderly, he had a brain stroke and his body is invalid in various ways. But you will see that, that doesn't limit. So one Mataji had asked a very brilliant question. What had happened was this devotees picked up this many questions and they threw it in the one box and told Maharaj, "Maharaj, you won't get time to answer these questions." Maharaj said, no, keep these questions, tomorrow I will answer. So our Varada Krishna Prabhu had picked up the best questions from that and he brought it for the next day. So one Mataji asked a question to Maharaj. "Maharaj, how are you able to please your spiritual master Srila Prabhupada so powerfully by so many years of very dedicated service with which you expanded Krishna consciousness worldwide so powerfully?" And you know what answer he gave? It was so heart-rending. He said, and then she asked the second question, "How can we please you in the same manner?" Like that she had asked. So Maharaj gave an answer. He said that in case this Mataji thinks, in my disciple, she thinks that I have pleased Prabhupada, this is her understanding. My understanding is I am trying to please, he said. And I don't think I have fully pleased Prabhupada. I have much more to do. I will try my best to please. And then he said, she's asking, how can my disciples please me? Then he said, in case my disciples feel that I have pleased Prabhupada by preaching and expanding, they can do the same. Like that he said. Got a big applause for the questions. Very amazing. In between the lecture, how much ecstasy he was in. In between the lecture, he made a sign, "Gauranga, Gauranga." 3 times he said, "Gauranga," we all said. And then he looked up to Varadakshma and says, "Say the translation." So what about translation? And he told Gauranga another 3 times. That is the translation. It was so thrilling it was. It was amazing. A Vaishnava may be old, a Vaishnava may be having diseases in the body, invalid, so many problems. But his ecstasy cannot be thwarted by all this Chandavega, Kalayavana and all this, Kalakanya and all these people. It cannot be. The material body eventually may be defeated by material nature, but the ecstasy of the devotee cannot be thwarted. So that is the lesson we should capture. And that was the situation of Uddhava also. Nantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki.